الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. الحمد لله منشي الخلق من عدم، ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم. مولاي صلِّ وسلِّم دائما أبدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم. يا رب صلِّ وسلِّم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا. مولاي صلِّ وسلِّم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين. بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم، يا خير من دفنت بالقاء أعظمه، فطاب من طيبهن القاع والأكم. روح الفدا لقبر أنت ساكن، فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم. هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته، لكل هول من الأحوال مقتحمي. يا رب بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا، واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون. أياما معدودات. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: الصوم جنة جنة ما لم يخرقها، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Some time ago there was this lady, Apa, who was teaching in a madrasa in a maktab in Egypt. And like what every person, something just catches on to a person. What caught her attention and what she made like she cherished it was the ayat of the Quran, وَعَجِلْتُ إِلَيْكَ رَبِّي لِتَرْضَى, which Musa alayhi salatu alayhi salam said when he went and meet Allah Ta'ala, oh Allah, I rush towards you to please you. This just set in her heart. And the expression, the outward practical effect of it was that whenever namaz time came, azan went, she would give up everything. Now, وَعَجِلْتُ إِلَيْكَ رَبِّي لِتَرْضَى, I rush towards you, O Allah, to please you. That is, as soon as she hears azan, she gives up all her work, whatever she's doing. And now it is only now I must make my namaz. Until my namaz is not complete, I can't do any other work. Allah give us all also that jazba. That when azan goes, for the males, the females, now we should put a full stop. Everything must come to an end. There was Salim Haddad, a blacksmith, and he should work with his iron, heat his iron and knock it on in shape with his hammer. And when the iron was red, hot, ready now, and he picks up his hammer. But if he hears azan, he just puts the hammer, drops it on his side. And all that, he heated that iron, it was ready, he didn't worry, and now azan, now namaz, Allah is calling me. That jazba come into us. And from there, our whole life, whatever Allah's command comes to us, first I must fulfill Allah's command. Before I see to my own needs also, first Allah's command, I must fulfill. And the Sahaba, radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, whenever the call was made, as-salatu jami'atun, that all come to the masjid, they left all their work. And from there, they were sent in jamaat, they didn't go and inform at home. From there they went out. So that jazba comes into us to fulfill the commandments of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So like every husband, wife, family, there is some arrangement. So this lady with her husband also, they had the arrangement. He should go to work, and then from his office he used to phone her and tell her that today I would like to eat this, I would like to eat this. Then she would prepare it. And they should communicate also all the time. So one day he phoned and said, I would like to have something like we make spring rolls. It was some flour and inside there some beetroot leaves, etc. And whatever other things added, so he felt like eating that. So he told her, make that. So she made it, and she made about 10 of them. And then she was frying them. And when 7 she had fried, azan went. And she left everything like that, as it was her habit. Only 3 more to do, but she left it. He's phoning her. They should keep contact. But she's not answering the phone because she's gone in namaz now. When he came home and he's calling her, making salam, no reply. Calling her, she's no reply. Then he's looking for her, and like a person gets a bit angry also. Now he's taking her name, shouting also, where are you? What are you doing? And then he found her. She's busy with her namaz. And sometimes when a person is like that, while even she's in namaz, you're talking and you're shouting her. That he saw that she had fried 7, only 3 left. Why didn't you finish it? You should have finished it first. And he's talking, but she's not lifting her head up from sajda. And he's shouting and talking. He found she has gone to Allah Ta'ala. وَعَجِلْتُ إِلَيْكَ رَبِّي لِتَرْضَى. Oh Allah, I rushed and hurried to you, to please you. May our mortal also come like that, that we are all the time to please Allah Ta'ala. And whenever such a command of Allah came, and we did not worry of anything else, and Malakul Maut came, and he took us in that condition, what a way to be present by Allah. And you can go and say there, actually the word, وَعَجِلْتُ إِلَيْكَ رَبِّي لِتَرْضَى. Oh Allah, I rush towards you. May Allah give us the tawfiq. Let us start at least with namaz. That whenever the azan is given, and namaz time, salat time, let us not do anything else. Let us not delay. The ladies also at home, the men also. When azan, now start preparing. Make your wudu, get ready. In fact, more better, there were those buzurgs, wherever they went, they wouldn't ask what time is namaz. They would ask what time is adhan. In other words, we have to be in the masjid, not namaz time. We have to be in the masjid by adhan time. Allah make it like that. And there's so much to do between adhan and namaz. They really, wudu and that should be finished before. To make our sunnahs with nicely, properly. Yeah, because if we go to toilet after adhan, we make wudu, now naturally we're going to rush our sunnahs. Just somehow, or we're going to miss 1-2 rakats also. And our attention is not full. But if we were ready already after adhan, now with itminan, nicely we can make our sunnahs. And du'as are readily accepted. Ad-du'a bain al-adhan wal-iqama la yurad. Aw kama qal alayhi salatu wasalam. The du'a between adhan and iqama is not rejected. It is readily accepted. Or make tilawat of Quran Sharif. There were so many of our friends that we knew, they should read not Quran Sharif. But if you see in their lives, you don't see it like. Because the way they spread it out so easy. Every day we make our sunnah, read Quran Sharif. You can read about quarter supara. Read quarter before and quarter after namaz. Sit a little while. Half with every namaz. Without you even realizing you did anything. You see you have done 2.5 suparas for the day. And then you have some tilawat time which we should have. One slot for tilawat in our 24 hours. Every person make our slot. That which is my time, I'm going to be reading Quran Sharif. Fix that slot. So 2.5 hours you did that. Then whatever, like one good friend of ours, very big businessman, he's in the gold industry, very big, very wealthy also. And he's a Hafiz of Quran. He became in Newcastle Hafiz. And every year he's Taraweeh, he's regular. So I asked him, you're so busy, man, you're so much in dunya, how you may? He said, it's very easy. 1 hour before Fajr, my 3 suparas I read. For a half is 3 supara, 20 minutes of supara is very comfortable. He says, I read my every day my 3 suparas. So come Ramzan, I don't have to go and really learn now my door and it's ready. It's and for me to go and make my taraweeh is no big deal. So, and there are so many other cases also. So, Quran Sharif, we should have our slot also. And then like this, if we read, our time will become valuable also. And Quran Sharif is our connection with Allah. And in Ramadan, even more we should do. Ramadan also Allah has given us this great auspicious month. And Quran Sharif was revealed. And the relationship of Quran and Ramadan cannot be separated. It is such a strong relationship. In other words, it should be that I can't have a Ramadan without Quran Sharif. And Quran Sharif, my Ramadan, I have to beautify my Ramadan with Quran Sharif. And we should read as much as possible. There were those people who twinned Ramadan, nothing else but Quran Sharif. Shah Abdul Rahim Raipuri, Rahmatullah Ali, Shah Abdul Qadir Raipuri, Rahmatullah Ali, Ramadan, nothing else he should do. Not even talk with his khadims. Besides that little time, his iftari was just a few finjans, those small glasses of black tea. And that, just drinking that, how long it takes. Then he should speak a few words. In no correspondence, letters of the murid, we shouldn't reply. Nothing. All the time, only Quran Sharif. Allah, give us that tawfiq, inshallah. Anyway, so this is that great Allah send us in this world and not for the world. The world is to prepare for akhirat. We send our son to madrasa to become an alim, to become a hafiz. He's not gone there to stay there. He has gone there for a purpose. Now he can't make his room, boarding room, get a fridge there, get a microwave there, get a big bed there, and he makes himself comfortable there, like he's going to stay here permanently. And everything else he arranges also. All he's got a bank account, and he's got everything as if he's going to stay permanently. No, he's there just for his necessities. His work is in the hifz class. All the time he should be going to the hifz class. That should be his focus. Gone to become an alim, his focus should be the alim class. Mutala, kitabs all the time. Not all those things, those were just small necessities. Same way Allah send us in this world, not to basawa and make our dunya, fill it up with all things of dunya. We have got our house, and we maintain our house, and today if we speak like this, it doesn't make sense to people that our object is only the house. Our thing is, forget the house, the garden must be always properly maintained. The swimming pool must be properly maintained. Everything. If we're doing these things of this dunya, then how much mustn't more our deen be maintained? And the minute a person gets his priorities, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, dunya and akhirat are like two co-wives. If you have two wives, the minute you want to please the other one becomes unhappy. And you want to please that one, this one becomes unhappy. You cannot make the two wives both happy. It's almost an impossibility. The same way dunya and akhirat, if you want to make your dunya happy, your akhirat is you destroying your akhirat. If you want to make your akhirat happy, you will be harming your dunya. Then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam explained this as an introduction. Then gave his beautiful advice as a summary at the end. Give preference to that which is forever over that which is temporary. So this dunya is not a thing that we have to give. In the Hadith Sharif it comes that work for your dunya as though you're going to live forever. And work for your akhirat as though you're going to die now. So it appears outwardly that work for your dunya as though you're going to live forever. The outward meaning of it is that make lot of effort for dunya. That as though you're going to live forever, how much of dunya you have to acquire. But Allah reward Hazrat Maulana Saeed Khan Sahib of Medina Sharif, he gave a beautiful explanation that work for your dunya as though you're going to live forever. Like for example, a tap leaking, one switch not working, one latch is not in order. So you don't, as though you're going to live forever, you don't have to attend to it immediately. We can see tomorrow, next week, next month, next year also. I'm going to live forever, I can do it, no hurry. But work for your akhirat as though you're going to die now. I've got no time. For my akhirat I have to prepare. And it's time-wise also, and the akhirat which is forever. So how much more I mustn't.
So that must be the shan of a mu'min. Unfortunately, we are born in this age when the kuffar are ruling the world. They are ruling us also. And then our lives from before school, long before school, we are fully into dunya. Either the TV, the cell phone, billboards, the talks in the house that carry on is just about dunya. And then our schooling, 12 years till we reach matric, all the dunya is in us. Then nowadays, it's without college and university, you are nothing. Another 6-8 years there. So our whole mind in focus is dunya. So not the kuffar, we have got that full way of life. So we also just giving prayer. And anyone who will speak against this, he's a mad person or what? Doesn't he know we are all Muslims? He's not the only Muslim in the world. We are also Muslims. We also make namaz. But the way he talks is only deen. That there is no dunya. For a Muslim, there is only deen. And that is what we must focus on. Dunya is not a thing, it's from daniyun. It is like nothing. It's like, it's got no value, nothing. But today we have made dunya most valuable. We have given it all the preference. So Allah has put us in this world to prepare for our akhirat. Allah is the one who has created us. Allah is the one who controls every moment. Allah created our eyes for us, free of charge. Brains, heart, lungs, liver, whatever we can think of. All Allah, nobody else gave us. If the Darwin's theory from monkeys and in the mother's womb, the baby is formed. Did some monkeys come make it? Some Darwin came and make it. Who is looking after that baby? And every split moment of that 9 months or so of the pregnancy, who is making that baby in 3 layers of darkness? Wallah akhrajakum min butuni ummahatikum. Allah took you out from the wombs of your mothers. Allahu yakhluqukum fi butuni ummahatikum khalqan min ba'di khalqin, in one stage after the other. And what a fantastic way of how the child is formed in the womb of the mother. Khalqan min ba'di khalqin fi zulumatin thalath. In 3 layers of darkness, Allah's factory is working. And not one factory. Presently, according to statistics of the world, 250,000 babies are born a day in the world. So 250,000 factories of Allah are operating all the time. And what Allah hasn't got a separate factory for the eyes. That from the eye factory, we are ordering 2 eyes here. And from the lip factory, 2 lips from there. And here we'll just put it all together. We'll assemble it here. No, everything is made there. And everything is made from that one drop of semen. In that one drop of semen, Allah put the material of the brains also, which is completely different from the material of the heart. Both of these are very soft and delicate, but completely different. The one can't replace the others. In that same small drop of semen, Allah Ta'ala put the material of the bones, which are hard and solid. Allah put the material of the heart and brain, which are soft. The material of the nails, the material of the hair, everything. What is the Qudrat of Allah? He is the one who has created us. And nobody can exhaust the subject also. We can be born and we went through the process. And we can go and explain it for years and years. Hazrat Hassan Basri rahmatullah alayhi, one whole night he was just making shukr of Allah Ta'ala. So somebody asked him, Hazrat, the whole night only shukr of Allah. He said, I made shukr of one ni'mat. In there, I saw million other ni'mat. I made shukr of those ni'mat. In each one, I saw another billion ni'mat. I made shukr of them. In there, I saw another trillion ni'mat. My time was short. I couldn't encompass. Who can encompass? وَإِنْ تَعُدُّ نَعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. Who can ever? So great. So Allah is our creator. And all the details that the body is so fantastic. We get totally taken away how Allah has made the body. And really, the body is nothing compared to the ruh. The ruh is the driving force. And that is, وَيَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الرُّحِ. Just see also what the knowledge of Quran Sharif is. go to Oxford University, go to Cambridge University, any universities of the world, go into the department of psychology, philosophy, and you'll find not books, not shelves, whole sections devoted to the Ruh. That what is the spirit, what is this Ruh? And after so many books and so much discussion, there is no answer. They don't know, they still can't answer. Only thing that comes to them, great anger. Terrible anger. Why? That we work so hard for our dunya, and just the Ruh goes out, and everything what we work for. We work our bones to the our fingers to the bones. We work our nails. We work day and night, 24/7. How much we work, and just the Ruh goes out, and everything is finished. Nothing is left. So, what is this Ruh? وَيَسَلُونَكَ عَنِ الرُّوحِ. Allah replied it in three words. قُلْ الرُّوحِ مِنْ أَمْرِ رَبِّي. What is the Ruh? مِنْ أَمْرِ رَبِّي. Is the command of Allah. When Allah's command is in there, so the body is fantastic, and nobody can exhaust how the body, the eyes is a department of its own. And now, with the scientific research and advancement, the procedure is to learn more about less. They're learning more. So many, the eyes alone have got so many departments. The brains have got so many departments in the universities. Everyone, and they all say we haven't still touched even what we are supposed to. After studying so much, and the whole body, what is it? But compared to the Ruh, the body is useless. We all worried of the body. We are working today for things. We are working for our body, the comfort of the body. Everything must be easy, comfortable, enjoyable for the body. We have worked on things, and we didn't work on our Ruh. So things got made. Bodies became strong. Bodybuilder, person doing lifting weights, etc., running, jogging so much, doing all things. You see his muscles, and you touch him, you see like iron his arms are, the muscles that are there. But he didn't work on his Ruh. The body got made. We working not even on the body, the houses, how our houses are shining. Every aspect of our house, speak and span, smart. And all the latest things of the world are in our houses, are in our bathrooms, are in our gardens, is everywhere we have got all that, but we forgot to work on ourselves. Husband is working, wife is working, children are working, all are working. We made our dunya, but there is no love in that home. They hardly got connection with one another. They are leaving messages on the fridge door. The wife leaves, you must take out this from the deep freeze and warm it in the microwave, and you must eat. They're hardly meeting. Is this the purpose of life? Working so hard that the husband and wife not even meeting. Parents and children not meeting. No time. Which parents have got time for their children today? You are a pest, man. Don't trouble me. Just go. Here's the phone. Watch cartoons now. Go and play games now. No time parents have got for their children. Whereas our biggest asset is our children. But we got no time for our children. Husband and wife, for what you got married? You are with thousands of women at work. She's with thousands of men at her place. And the two of them who had to be together, no time to be together. Is this dunya? Isn't this some comedy? Isn't this some cartoons that we are playing? We are playing games ourselves. We are the players. We the players of the games here. Which direction? Allah created us for Akhirat. Allah created for Him. He created us. And He said, be obedient to me. Why are we being obedient to the people, what the people say? Why are we being obedient to times? Times change. Times didn't make us. We are worried of Zamana. Zamana, people will say this. We are living in modern times now. We are living here in the modern world. We are living in America. We are living in the UK. We are living in South Africa. We are not living in the jungles. Do you know where you are living? You are living here. these things didn't make us. The times, you know which age we are in. What you talking of the camel age? What you talking of the stone age? What you the modern age, the rocket age, the Sputnik age? Time didn't make us. People didn't make us. Allah made us. And why don't we listen to Allah? And then we're pleasing people. We're pleasing Shaitan. Shaitan is our arch enemy. Shaitan aduwul lakum. Fattakhidhuhu aduwa. Shaitan is your enemy. So make him your enemy. Why are you making Shaitan happy? And you're making Rahman unhappy. Shaitan is your enemy. Nafs is here. You're appointed. Nafs and Shaitan are twin brothers. They were born together and they help one another and they don't give up the support of one another. They help one another and they are hell bent to take us to hell. So why still listen to them and why make them happy? Listen to Allah is here. Who is our well-wisher? Allah is our... Allah wishes everything. Yuridu bikumullahu yusra. And Allah Ta'ala wishes khair for us. Allah wishes goodness for us. And He sends the Anbiya who have got nothing, alayhimu salatu wasalam, no agenda for themselves. They will sacrifice their day and their night and everything. And such men, after the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam, a person goes to Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi's house and he knocks on the door. Imam Sahib was living on the upper floor. And he says, I've got some work. So, and I would like you to come down. He was going to rest, already took off his clothes, made kailula in the afternoon. Now he had to go down, put on his clothes, went down. Came down, that person, gee, what's it? What can I help you? Oh, I forgot what I want to. Okay, think of it, what it is. And when you remember, you call me. He goes up, takes off his clothes, lies down, and knock again. Oh, I remembered. He puts on his clothes, everything comes down again. What is it? Oh, I forgot again. Okay, you think of it when you remember. 2-3 times like this. And then when he asks, he says, oh, I remembered what I wanted to ask. That feces, our waste, that, is that sweet or is it bitter? So Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah told him it's sweet. So then he asked him, did you taste it that you know it's sweet? So he said, no, I did not taste it, but I see that flies on fresh feces. It's just because flies will only sit on sweet things. And when it's dry, he said, then it hasn't got the taste. So flies don't sit. These were the people, how they considered everyone. Their day and night. And to what to speak of the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, before he got Nabuwat, when he was making a deal with somebody, and that person said, I'll come back to you. For 3 days, Nabi alayhi salam waited there for that person. And when he came finally, and just passing by, and he, oh, you're still waiting. He said, yes, I'm still waiting. So he said that, what do you call it, he said, it's all right, no problem, but you just caused me some inconvenience. For 3 days, we for 1 minute on the phone, and we get so angry. In the comfort of the phone and everything, what you think of me? I got the whole day for you. I'm sitting for you the whole day. These were the people who did not have any agenda of their own. Their whole life. And we go against them. The teachings of the Anbiya. And we go with the teachings of the people. The people want, who are hell-bent to take us to hell. We're following them. As somebody defined diplomacy, what is diplomacy? To send somebody, give him a one-way ticket to hell, and such a way that he thanks you for it. Thank you, you sent, and that is exactly, put the people on all the filth and dirt, the haram things, the Western way of life, the pure road of Jahannam. You are a well-wisher, thank you very much. And tell, put a person on the road of Jannat to please Allah, oh, you are our enemy. You are upsetting the apple cart. You are too old-fashioned. You don't belong here. You don't fit into the equation here. We have become enemies of ourselves. Insan apne aap ka dushman ban gaya hai. We are enemies of ourselves. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to understand. So anyway, that is our purpose of life. And the whole life must be devoted to that. Then Allah brings in the 12 months, Allah brings 1 month, the month of Ramadan, when Allah Ta'ala magnifies us and gives us all the opportunities that we understand. Allah makes the shaitan change them up and they are out. Allah makes the malaika leave all your praising of me. Malaika just to make Allah's ibadat. And there are those malaika who are all the time in a standing position of namaz. Others who are all the time in ruku, whole life, and their lives are forever. And they are only ruku, others only in sajda. Allah gave the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam 2 rakats of namaz, in which all the ibadat of the malaika, Allah put it in 2 rakats. Allah's namaz of ours, 2 rakats we are standing also. We are making ruku also. And we are making sajda. And our 2 rakats is 2 minutes. 4 or 5 minutes, how long does it take us? And we made the ibadat which all the malaika are doing. What is the namaz Allah gave to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam? What a great namaz Allah Ta'ala gave us. Anyway, all those malaika also, Allah says, leave all those things. Now make say Ameen on the du'as of the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam. That the du'as, how much du'as we make? The malaika are here to make du'as for us. And then Allahu Akbar. What a month Allah gave us. That husband who was like a tiger when he comes in the house, swearing, shouting, screaming, blaming, accusing all the time. That wife that just comes like a vicious witch she was. All the time she's shouting at the husband. All that Allah said in this 1 month, the malaika are making dua for you. So that you become like the malaika. The malaika don't eat. They don't drink. They don't, we don't know if they're male or female. They don't have any, they are no relations, no sex they have. So Allah said, you just get the qualities of the malaika in this 3 months, in this 30 days, in this 1 month, and they are making dua for you also. So that must be our object, that we become like the malaika. And then, after on Eid's day, Eid's night, Eid's day you go home, that man who was like a tiger, the wife will say, what an angel, my angel, welcome. I've got an angel. And the husband will say for the wife, I should come home, and she was swearing and screaming, a vicious witch she was, my angel. This is the month to become that angel. Allah has made it, all the angelic qualities can easily come to us. Just make our rozas, rozas. And these great angelic qualities will come. And by the end of Ramadan, everyone will be an angel. And we will then lead the ummah to the right, the mankind, jinn and man. We will lead them towards the right path. Let them realize what a great benefit, only benefactor is Allah. The only well-wisher of ours is Allah. He wishes through and through our good. He only wishes that we must become fully successful, not only in akhirat, but in dunya also. He gave us the best and complete way of life. Al-yawma akmaltu lakum deenakum. The greatest pinnacle of history of mankind was at that time in Arafat, when these ayat were revealed. Khayrul qurun qarni. ثُمَّ الَّذِينَ يَلُونَهُمْ The best times in the world were the times of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. The tabi'een, the tabi tabi'een. The greatest times. If we want goodness, we have to go back there. If we want in time, we have to go back 1400 years. If we want amal and sifat and qualities, we have to go back to the Medina of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. To the time of Khayrul Qurun, the best of times. And this is what Allah has given us, and Allah will keep on giving it to the ummah. Allah will always make it that we are appraised and we are made informed of this, and this is our direction. And this is where we have to go. And always, kam min fiyatin qalilatin ghalabat fiyatan kathiratan biiznillah. Have you not seen how many small groups overpowered huge groups? If we bring it into us, we can be few, yeah, but we'll overpower the world. The Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was one. Khadija radiallahu anha joined him, they became two. Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu joined him, they became three. They grew. And they had the opposition of every type, from the family and the friends, from the environment and the community. Everything was hostile. Everything was against them. But they stood like a firm rock, a firm mountain they stood. And not only they stood, they pushed further. They kept on pushing. And then we find that whole Makkah Sharif, Fath-e Makkah, what a conquest. The history of the world cannot produce a conquest like that. No bloodshed. And after all the oppression and zulm the people of Makkah made, لا تثريب عليكم اليوم, no revenge from you people. Who enters Abu Sufyan's house, peace for him. Who comes to the haram, peace for him. Who enters so-and-so house, peace for that person. Amnesty, amnesty, you unbelievable. What a change came. This is today also. Islam wasn't only for that time. It's for us to go to that time. That we go to that time. Ramzan is the ideal occasion. Ramzan Allah gave us, it's a blessed month. Rozas Allah gave us, fasting. Fasting is the work of the malaika. They don't eat, they don't drink, they don't have relations. And we, Allah showed you can do it. You are doing it. You are doing it for 15 hours. You are doing it for 18 and 20 hours. You are doing it in the short, cold winter nights. You are doing it in the long, cold winter nights. You are doing it in the short summer nights. Or the whole world, the ummah, and Allah has kept it. Everyone, all seasons will come on him. Another great beauty of Islam, that Ramzan is not only for winter. Ramzan is not only for summer, throughout the year. Ramzan now, in the world, the ummah is not only in South Africa. The ummah is in the whole world. We are keeping winter rozas or autumn rozas. Somewhere they are keeping all different in the world. Somewhere it's summer rozas. Somewhere it's winter rozas. Allah has shown it. And Allah loves this, that in all conditions you show yourself, you can do it. So just let us be firm and make our rozas, which are rozas. For that, let us keep rozas properly. Somo junnatun. Roza is an established fact. The words of Nabi Ali, it's your shield. It's your shield to protect yourself from Jahannam. It's your shield to protect yourself from this worst enemy of yours, your nafs which you got. It will protect you 100%. It will protect you from shaitan. It is there to protect you. It is a protection from Jahannam also. Ma lam yakhruqha, don't you on your own go and break and don't tear your shield apart. You yourself, before the enemy attacking you, you destroying your shield, you destroying your protection. You got security gates for your house. You got burglar bar system. You got alarm system. You got all your security and your protection. But you yourself breaking it all. You not only leave your burglar bars open, your burglar gates, etc., you break them. And your security, the alarm system, you go and break it also. Now, how are you going to protect yourself from your enemy? Crooks are walking out around all the time. They see this place here, the gates are broken. The fence is broken. The alarm system is broken. Yeah, it's a field day for us. It's just a walk-in, walk-out for us. Yeah, it's a drive-in, drive-through for us. Just go and collect what you want to. Allah gave us our protection. Don't break it. Allah gave us the rozas. We wouldn't have known we have to keep rozas. And Allah made it junnatun, made it our armor, made it our shield, made it our protection. Now just don't break it. Keep rozas of the eyes. Don't break your shield. We break it with the eyes. We're looking at haram. We break it with our tongue. We are speaking all haram things. We break it our ears. Not only we took a chopper and broke it, or a hammer and we smashed it. Every way possible, we're breaking the shield. Then how can we know what is Ramadan? How can we know? Keep it as it is supposed to be, and then see the great benefits. Our thoughts that Allah gave us, thoughts also, and the thoughts that will come. Even in namaz, we get so many stray thoughts. Just work on it in this one Ramadan, and see your thoughts will be harnessed. And they will go no more all that funny funny types of thoughts that will come, and funny types of dreams also that we get. Just read your du'as at night and see where your dreams will take you. See the thoughts of your namaz, they won't destroy your namaz. They won't be only making your namaz. Your namaz will become productive. And your namaz will produce what and what your namaz will produce. Your salat will produce. So this all, we have this opportunity that Allah Ta'ala has given us. And time, Ramzan hardly started, it's finishing already. What did we do that we started our Ramadan? And here we are going to the end already, and we are going fast. When the sun rises in the morning, it takes some time till Zuhr. After Zuhr, the time goes fast. When Asr comes to finish, the day is gone already. So the time is just going. Let us not waste our time. Who knows whether we're going to see this end of this Ramzan. Forget next Ramzan that we, this year I made a mess, I'm making a determination. Next year I'll make my Ramzan. Make it now. The balance of today, make it valuable. The balance of this few days, and they are going fast, easy now. From the start, perhaps if we thought it's hard to reach the top till the 15th, very hard. Now we have reached there. Now it's only downhill now. And at least now the downhill, when it's easy to get your car going in the first gear, second gear, incline, upwards is difficult. Now you're on the freeway. Now it's just smooth sailing. You're in your sixth gear, your seventh gear. Your fuel consumption is very little now. Your control is very easy. You're on a freeway. We are now going just now. Harness everything correctly and make the best of it. This few days that we have got left of Ramadan, let us make it valuable. And that person, al-ibratu bil-khawateen, the end result is the one that counts. The end, how things were at the beginning, how the mort of a person comes, that will count. How you could have lived your whole life, a sinful life, but you get a good mort, everything is done. And you lived a pious life, but your mort comes bad. So as we are going now, let us be more careful, more that the end of our Ramzan comes beautifully. The last 10 days are coming now. In that Laylatul Qadr is coming. Then Laylatul Jaiza is coming. Then the last night of Ramadan, the night of Eid is coming. And then finally, when on Eid's day, when we will be going for Eid namaz, then everywhere Allah sends the malaika on all the crossroads where roads intersect, the malaika standing and giving clear tidings to the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam and asking them, what do you want? And proud of this ummah. Now we are coming to that stage. So let us now be more careful. Also we know your businessman works his whole year. But come December, then the crooks be also every year. November, October, police also alert the people that be careful now. The crooks also, they want to rob. They also need more money now. And they also know more money is being made now. And they rob the people easily. So whatever we have acquired in Ramadan, don't lose it now also. One way of losing it, a person easily, which we are very prone to, we sell our amal. For petty gains, just for some little praises. And how nafs make us sell that we ask a masala, that tahajjud time, this masala, that masala. Actually, what nafs has got inside to make it known to Maulana that I'm up at tahajjud time. In the form of a masala, you didn't even think about it. That is, my rozas I keep, then this happens to me there. So you want to show I keep rozas. When I read Quran Sharif, I get a lot of stray thoughts. But your actual object which you don't know, nafs is such a terrible dushman, enemy of ours. How he covers it up, and not only for the ordinary person. It can be Maulana, and it can be Sheikh, and it can be the Muhaddis sahab, and it can be the Faqih sahab. Shaitan goes to everyone according to them. Shaitan won't go to an alim with the tricks that he goes to an ordinary person. He'll go to them how they are. At one time, somebody saw Shaitan as an old man carrying some bag, business he's doing. So he say, where are you going and what have you got? He say, nothing to do. What you do, you don't worry. You mind your own business. I remember we were small boys and some crooks were selling watches. So I asked them, what is that? They knew we're not biased. Hey, you just get out from here. You don't ask us. You got nothing to do. They know we can't buy also. Small children. And you don't waste our time. So she said, you don't worry. You just get out. They persisted. Then he told them finally, after quite a bit of detail, that I'm a businessman and I'm going to do business. What are you selling? You can't buy them. This is not your in here. What have you got? Pride I've got in here. Jealousy I've got in here. Hatred I've got in here. All the evil things. Who will buy this? Anyone in the world will buy it. He says a successful merchant, businessman, he knows his market. He knows where people will buy his things. So he says, I'll just go to the ulama and my bags will get empty. The way they will buy them, name, fame, monetary gain, all these things, jealousy of one another, all these things, my bags will just get empty. On this, Maulana Rashid Ahmad Ludhianvi Rahmatullah Ali says that this is the time that unfortunately we have to speak about these things also. Because all these things in the ummah, the problems we see, the root cause are with the ulama. The direction they're taking the ummah. Previously we kept quiet. We had to keep quiet. We covered up for everyone. But now when openly they're taking them towards kufr and shirk, against the deen of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Now we have to inform the people. This is how shaitan works. So he won't spare anyone. And don't think about the ulama. Our work is not that. Our work, what the shaitan is working on me. Me as I am, what shaitan is working on me. And how, and I'm thinking, وَيَحْسَبُونَ أَنَّهُمْ مُحْتَدُونَ. And they are thinking, we are on hidayat. All the other people are on wrong. We are doing very good work. That the work we are doing is very good work. Shaitan just keeps them, but keeps the lid on them. You, nobody is doing work like you. Why sacrifices of deen? Oh, whole life you gave for deen. And all the time, the only way is to be with Ahlullah. Who genuinely ask our heart, who says, who is Ahlullah? And if we can't get that right, Quran Sharif is there. And just read Quran, even without understanding. One of the miracles of the Quran, it will guide you to righteousness, it will guide you to the right path, it will guide you to right actions, it will guide you to the right people also. Quran is that miracle, it will tell you. And easy in our time, just read the first 10 ayats of Surah Kahf in the morning, last 10 ayats at night. One person who did it, was completely on the other side, in 10 days, Allah guided him through the Quran. And just 10 ayats of Surah Kahf, not even 1 minute in the morning, not 1 minute at night, and you don't need your Shaykh's guidance also. We need it, of course, but just the way of saying it, you'll get Quran's guidance. You'll get Allah's guidance, and Allah will put it in your heart, and you'll be convinced what is right. Allah give us all tawfiq, guide us to righteousness.